Oh, that's right. We're right here this afternoon. I'm Ann Eller, and my very special guest this afternoon is Robbie Templeton. He is, of course, works at County Bank in the insurance. He is also on County Council, has been there for many years. But I must say, my favorite memories of Robbie Templeton was being at the Greenwood Mall, Cross Creek Mall, I believe it was, back there when your lovely wife was running the Hickory Farms booth there.
Oh, wow. That goes back a ways. That goes back a ways.
Yeah, like, what, 1982, 83?
It wasn't long after we were married.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's when I remember all the things with the Hickory Farm and running around there at Christmas time and keeping things going. My, how life has changed.
Yes, ma'am. Life happens.
That's right. So how have you been doing?
I've been great, Ann. And again, I want to tell you how much I appreciate you letting me come on the show and talk about my campaign and my passion for this community. I've been looking forward to this.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. You know, I think one of the things is that you have been on County Council, what, since 1995?
About then. 22 years at the end of this term. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. You've seen a lot of changes.
Oh, tremendous change. And tremendous change, tremendous growth. A lot of great things have happened in this community, but there are more great things to come, man. More great things to come.
Things are still happening in Greenwood?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, from an economic development standpoint, we've got stuff in the pipeline.
We never know this until, until it happens. Well, you know, that's one of the things that, from a public standpoint, I think the public would like to know a little bit more about what type of projects could be coming. I think that's one thing we'd like to know.
Well, and that's not something council can control, and that's not something the Partnership of, Partnership Alliance can control. These things are very competitive, very competitive, and they're very secretive. I mean, when Fuji came here a number of years ago, I've heard the story that one of the reasons we got them was because the community they were looking at leaked it out. I mean, their projects can be lost by, not having the proper confidentiality. So that's why every member of the Partnership Alliance Board, that's why council, we have a confidentiality agreement where we cannot talk about these projects until the project is ready to be released. But I can assure you, you're just going to have to trust us. Great things are coming to Greenwood.
Yeah, there's that phrase, trust me.
Hey, it's better than I'm from the federal government. I'm here to help you.
Yeah, there you go. That's true. But, Robbie, one of the, I know there's a lot of things that you want to get into on County Council. One of the things that I think is an issue for County Council is how you get more people involved.
That's probably a great segue, and into where I would like to go very quickly.
Okay. But people are kind of apathetic. They complain when it directly involves them.
I think as a general rule, people don't want to come to council meetings. They're boring, unless it's directly affects them. Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But the other thing is, and this is important because this is why local government is absolutely the best form of government that is, and I can go on about that all day if you'd like. But
I don't.
I didn't think so. But they don't have to come to a council meeting to know what's going on. Because again, I want to show you something in a minute to address something that you discussed yesterday on your show. That'll show you that there's stuff available at their fingertips if they want it. You can't force feed it to them.
Right.
But because we're at the local level and have the best form of government, I see my constituents every day. They know I work at County Bank. Mm-hmm. I have a glass office. They can come in there and talk to me about anything they want to talk about, ask me questions about anything that's going on. I get asked all the time about the things you just asked me about economic development, but I can't discuss them.
Right. Even behind the glass door?
No, ma'am. I see them. I see them at church.
Yeah.
I see them at, when I'm out at restaurants with my family. I see them at at Bilo, mm-hmm. Publix, Migs, you name it.
Right.
And if people have something interesting, they'll come up and talk to you. And that's what makes local government great. You can't lose your connection with the people when you live, work, and play in that community every day.
Well, I think you're right, but I also think you wanted to show me how people can be connected to our local government. In fact, you're going to show me something that
right
I quite
now.
Honestly did not know was available. And, here Robbie was telling me how informed I was, and then he said, "But you didn't talk anything about this." So now we're going to talk about. Didn't it go out of that? Yeah.
Yep.
Now we're going to, he wants to show
well,
me.
Well, and yesterday, and on your show, it was, it wasn't implied. It was, and again, this is in no disrespect or slap at Mr. Crawley. This mm-hmm. is just, but what was said yesterday was that county council was, I think the term was backwards and outdated.
Okay.
And that we needed to do some things, that he had some ideas about things that we needed to do.
Okay.
Well, you know, we're already, and this is what I wanted to show you. If you go to the Greenwood County webpage, which I'm showing you now.
Right. He's showing me the website, and we're moving right into it.
And
okay.
Then, and, you know, if you don't know where you need to go, you can always just hit search and type it in. But if you click on government, which
okay.
is right here at the top.
Yep.
And then you click on county council.
Okay.
Right there.
Okay.
It'll let me click on your iPad.
Yep.
That's not.
Did it go where you wanted it to go?
Right here. Then right there, you've got county council live streams.
Okay.
That is that's where you go to watch our meetings. If you don't want to watch them, you can go back
filed.
And pull any of them. We have been doing this for 2 years and 11 months, since 2013. It's right there. So, you know, I felt like I owed it to the six members of council, the county staff,
right.
or close to 500 employees, 6,500 registered voters in District 6,
right.
and 70,000 people in Greenwood County. You know, that
you can see it anytime that you want. If it's not convenient to watch it while it's going on,
it's at your fingertips. Everything that you want. Because not only that, I mean, you can see I brought my county-issued iPad with me.
Right.
We're one of only probably 10 to 12 counties that use iPads. Everybody else still kills trees every day to have these huge notebooks to do the agendas and everything else. We don't do that. So I had to kind of set the record straight on that because, and he didn't do it intentionally. I just don't think he didn't know.
Right. But
it's something I'm very passionate about, the things we do in Greenwood County. We are very progressive. And, you know, it's serious work. It's not glamorous. But, you know, the things we do affect people's lives. And
why do you do it, Robbie? I mean, my God, you've been on it since 1995. Are you tired of it?
No, ma'am. I'm not. Because I've seen the difference we've made. And I know the difference we're going to continue to make. Plus, I got four generations of my family living here.
Yeah.
You know, I was basically raised here, educated here. I've raised all my children here. Now my grandchild is here. I am very passionate about this community. I work in it. I play in it. I volunteer in it. And there's a lot of volunteer opportunities out there for people. Everybody's passionate about something.
Sure.
You know, as you know, I've been a volunteer cross-country coach at Greenwood High for like 15 seasons. I like working with kids. I like, you know, it's not just about running well and winning championships. It's about building our next generation of leaders. And, you know, I just thought it was important to point out how easy it is to be connected. It's right there. I mean, we're a pretty progressive, and I showed you how quickly you can find our live streaming.
Just go to Greenwood County.
Last night I was at my in-laws for dinner, and my mother-in-law, I said, "Hey, can you do this?" She's 74 years old. She did it in less than a minute. I mean, so it's so easy my mother-in-law can do it, okay?
Is she listening today, Robbie?
Maybe, and I'll probably pay for that. But you know, this was not a mandate for us to do this.
Right.
This was something that council wanted to do to afford our citizens, you know, to be as transparent as possible and afford our citizens to be able to have all the information they need at their fingertips. You can go to that one website, and if you scroll down to the bottom, because y'all spent a lot of, let me get out of there.
Right.
Go back to the home. If you go back home there, and I'll let you do it. I'll let you drive.
Okay.
If you go back home to the home page.
Okay. All right, there we go.
And scroll down to the bottom, because it was one of the things that y'all talked about yesterday. Look, we have
Facebook
a county
page.
Facebook page, which is updated daily.
Okay.
It tells you the latest things that are going on.
Right, okay.
We have a county Twitter page, which if you go back and click
yep.
on that, it'll show you.
Yep, there you go.
It'll show, and we also have a YouTube, but the Twitter will come up. It'll show you, for example, I think one of the latest things with it, there's a road closing in Hunter's Creek. Mm-hmm. But it's right there. It is right there. And
so what do you think then? Why? Okay. Why would you say that maybe people don't know about this?
Well,
I mean, as far as things going on, I guess. And what about the people that are not technologically involved? I mean, maybe we should address those that aren't involved.
I think there's a generational thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, you know, some people want to read the paper; they want to hold it in their hand,
right?
And they can get their news from there,
right?
Because the Index Journal covers our meetings, and it's there,
right?
If you for the millennials and those others,
right?
It's all right here. You can find it all. You can get it on your smartphone,
right?
And it's just
maybe you'd need to do a little better job of letting people know that it's out there.
Well,
I hate to say it, but I didn't know that you streamed
and that
your
surprised
meetings.
And that
from
surprises
that standpoint,
me.
Yeah, me
and
too.
And the reason it does is because, you know, we put it out there.
Right.
But just like anything else, you know, you can put all you want to out there, but you can't make people go to it.
Exactly.
I mean, so.
But
you know,
I would have gone to it if I'd known.
But, you know, that's the beauty of the website. You know, yeah. Council wanted to have the website so that you could say, if you need to know anything about Greenwood County, you want to know who to contact, you want to know who's over which department, you want to know what the budget is, you want to see what the county council agenda is and not have to go see it posted on the front door of the courthouse or the door at the library.
Mm-hmm.
You go one place. It's a one-stop shop. You get everything that you absolutely need.
Well,
right
I'll
there.
Be telling people about it.
Everything
now,
you absolutely need. And like I said, I don't care how many, I don't know how else we could do it short of, you know,
you might need to advertise on WCRS so that people will know about this. Maybe we should talk about that. But right now here today, we are talking about Robbie. He wants to stay in District 6. That's right. He's on County Council. Let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here at WCRS. Robbie Templeton is in the building with me this afternoon. We are talking about County Council. He is up for re-election. He would like to stay here. I kind of get the feeling he thinks there's a lot of things that he wants to contribute and continue as he has moved forward. Now, at one point, you were chairman of council.
I was. Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Yeah. And then why'd you give it up?
Well, I didn't give it up. They the council changed and
revoted.
And they went in a different direction.
Yeah.
And it was as disappointing as that was initially, it turned out to be a blessing. I enjoyed my time there, but you know, now I have when you're the chairman, it is almost a full-time job. And Mark Allison after me did an outstanding job, and Steve Brown is doing an outstanding job now. I mean, you know, here's a guy, you talked a lot about experience and things yesterday. I mean, Steve Brown has forgotten more about local government than most people will ever know. So we've got a wealth of knowledge sitting right there.
Yeah.
And it's important. But, you know, I was very proud of the things we accomplished when I was chairman. You know, we talked earlier off the air. You know, we during that period was probably one of the more difficult economic periods that we had, and we were able to keep things together, not have a tax increase, not cut services. You know,
you're talking about during 2007, 2008, 2009 in that time frame,
yes, ma'am,
when the markets and everything fell apart.
Yes, ma'am. And we were able to, you know, plus we were fighting the FERC at that time.
I know you were very involved in that. And,
yes, ma'am.
Actually, you ended up, I guess we could say, saving us money because you fought so passionately against what the federal government was saying.
Well, it was a team effort. I can't take all the credit. We had a lot of people involved that that fought very hard, spent a lot of time, and were very diligent to fight against the federal government, and you don't win very often when you go against the federal government. But, you know, there were two parts to that deal. One was $15 million for the seismic issue, which was absolutely ridiculous, and then $15 million for the fuse plug. We're still going to have to spend some money to fix the fuse plug, and we're just waiting on the FERC to approve the designs and get all the things done. But
this
yes,
has been going on for years. What is the problem with them giving you an I mean, they've given you an answer, I guess. I mean, this is going to have to be done. But why can't they say, do this and we're done?
It's the federal government, Ann.
How many years? Because we had the sales tax, the penny sales tax. We raised the money. Just roughly. I mean,
It predates me on council when all this first started with the FERC. I mean, it's been, but
the conclusion where they finally got an answer that you didn't have to do, I guess, the seismic testing. And
that took us probably, it's probably 8 to 10 years to get that, to get to win, to finally win that battle and put that to bed. But I mean, I don't remember the exact number of years, but I mean, a lot of people worked very hard to get us to that point. And, it was a great day for Greenwood County, you know,
And at that point, then you knew how much money you actually were going to need to do this project when it finally comes time for them to say, this is what we want.
We hope we don't have to use all that we have set aside.
And how much money is set aside?
I was roughly $15
million. Yeah.
And we hope we don't have to use all that.
And that was at the time when you also had the library project.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and the library got paid for. And if I remember correctly, you even paid off debt to the county.
Just a couple of years ago, yes, ma'am. We paid off all our bonded indebtedness, and I don't know that we're the only county that has no debt, but we're one of very few. Very few.
So, and then you still have the money set aside for that. Now, moving forward, we've got, we're not going to have enough time to talk about the sales tax issue, but we are going to come back to the sales tax issue after we hear the news. So let's maybe address the Lake Greenwood Master Plan. This is another county issue, isn't it?
It is. It's a collaborative effort between Greenwood County, Lawrence County. McCormick, but mainly Lawrence and Greenwood. We've got a committee together. But I mean, the Lake Greenwood Master Plan is there's been a lot of work put in. We know that
did
Greenwood,
this cost a lot of money to do this?
No, ma'am. We know that Greenwood County is Lake Greenwood mm-hmm. is a jewel for Greenwood County.
Correct.
You know, we're one of the few counties that own our own lake. Not many people can say that.
What is normal?
It's usually core owned, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, but we actually own the lake and own and operate the lake. So, that's not the norm. Of course, with that comes some of the things that we've been talking about that we've dealt with. But still, we're better off if we're controlling our own water. And again, we've got, you know, Lake Greenwood. Jimmy Pedden and some of those folks have done an outstanding job. The chamber pulling people together, seeing what we can do to market ourselves better. You know, there's some aesthetic things that we're doing to make the when you come across the bridge, you know,
lights.
Coming into Greenwood County, there's going to be some. Well, they've got the safety lights that you hit on
right.
yesterday, but there's going to be some more decorative signage, some aesthetic things. You know, they're planning more events out there, which you can read about on the website.
Sure, I talk about them on the air too. So yeah,
but,
there you go.
But you know, it's a you know, we realize that's a jewel, and, you know, the master plan was just a way for, and again, it was a collaborative effort throughout the community. It wasn't just one or two people sitting in a room and saying, hey, let's do this. I still believe that, you know, the best government is less government, but we want to involve as many people as we can in the process, which is what we talked about off there a little while ago about the capital project sales tax. The more people you can involve, the better representation you're going to get.
Sure, but what is the eventual plan for the lake? Are we going to be bringing more people to the lake?
I think what they'd like to see, and again, if you have time one night, you can read the entire 57 pages. But you know,
since I have you here,
I think what they'd like to see, obviously, is that you know, there's some things that they'd like to do from an aesthetic standpoint. They're looking at maybe. Maybe can it support a restaurant on the lake? You know, kind of like a so that
people
can travel to by boat or by car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, different things like that. having more events, which they're already doing
sure.
with their lights on the lake, and they've had some concerts. It's a quality of life economic development driver.
Okay, but we're not really looking at bringing that many more people. You're bringing people from our community really what you're talking about,
ma'am.
If I'm getting you right. Not bringing people from outside the area into the lake so much, are you?
Well, we have a lot. I mean, I don't know the numbers, but we have a lot of folks who retire here because
sure.
of the lake, because of the golf courses, because of the healthcare system,
sure.
because of the education system. And Greenwood has, for a small town, we've got a lot going for us. And we're very attractive because, like I said, health system, education system, lake, golf courses. But the other thing is we have low taxes. I mean, you would have some people say, I can't believe you just said that. We don't have low taxes. Yes, we do. We have one of the lowest tax rates in the state. And for all these people who retire here, they love it.
Sure. Well, you have a lot of people that come from up north down here, too. And I think that's a big driver for them because they're used to having to pay lots of taxes. And they may get more for their house up north, and they're able to come down here and retire and have money left over and buy a super house.
Look, Greenwood is such a great community. And, some of the things that you see from a retail standpoint, you don't see in other communities our size. And what...
Started with Cracker Barrel.
But, we have great windshield appeal.
Yeah, we do.
When you get people here. I mean, because if somebody just looks at Greenwood and they try to put it into a box and it doesn't fit their numbers, we're not going to always fit their numbers. But, we've got great windshield appeal. We've got great people. And all we have to do is get them here and, we can usually sell them.
Sell them from a business standpoint, from a personal standpoint, from a personal living here, retirees?
Both. I mean, there's some things, there's always some things that we can work on. I mean, you see what this is not county, but, you see what Uptown Greenwood has done and the things that they're doing and improving on. I mean, we're not ever going to be Greenville, but we've got a beautiful Uptown. We've got a lot of things that have happened up there. We've got
sure.
more restaurants. There's more things to do.
Absolutely.
In the overall... overall community, we're talking about bike lanes, more parks. I mean, there's a lot of things like that that young people want to have. I mean, they want bike lanes or running lanes or parks or dog parks, like, for Gracie.
Right. Yeah.
Those are all things that that are attractive to getting people here.
Sure. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk some more about things going on, some of the accomplishments maybe from this last year, the future advancement we've touched on. We also want to maybe talk a little bit about the landfill and maybe some recycling. I don't know. But this 1 cent sales tax is the one thing I want to get into. Hey, if you've got a question for Robbie, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. I said I was going to hear the news. I'm not. We're going to hear a word from our sponsors, though, and we'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. I'm right here with Robbie Templeton. He is District 6. Now, what is District 6 for those that are listening who may not know what district they're in? Because it's kind of hard unless you really pay attention.
Like I said, there's about 6,500 registered voters mm-hmm. in District 6. I tell people, mm-hmm. If you start at the water plant and go up 254,
right,
that it goes from there to almost the Dead Fall Road.
Okay.
And then if you take a right on Northside Drive, mm-hmm. it goes down and collects in Haltewanger and Laurel back out to the bypass.
Okay.
And then if you go left on Northside Drive, it carries you through all those neighborhoods out to Hunter's Creek.
Okay. All right. So for those that are listening, if you didn't know, but if you go to the polls now, this is another important thing. We need people voting, Robbie.
Absolutely. And turnout, probably the race that's going to get the most interest in this primary will be the sheriff's race.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're all very important. Mine especially.
Yeah. Affects you personally.
Exactly. But you know, that they turnout is probably going to be 15% historically.
Right.
Historically. And it could vary.
Right.
But it's, you know, voter apathy, I don't know. But, you know, I've been out in the community. I've been talking to folks and
Well, I just think it's a shame that more people don't get out. I would, 1 year when I started doing this, I thought we ought to have a competition across the state to see which county could get the most people out to vote, maybe on the November 8th. But I thought that that would be a rather interesting, and maybe there'd be some grant or something that could come your way to make people get out to vote, because it is such an important function.
Well, I tell our young people, I tell the young people that I've had the opportunity to coach, and I tell my kids that, you know, that is your voice. That is, it's very important. And, you know, Greenwood is no different than anybody else. Turnout is usually low for primaries.
Sure.
People are busy. Things happen.
But it makes decisions for the future.
Things go on. But like I said earlier, you know, this is serious work, not glamorous, but it affects, you know, affects a lot of people. And, you know, I have been so blessed over the years that people have supported me, and I've gotten a lot of support since filing, and if everybody votes for me that says they're going to vote for me, we'll be just fine.
All right. Well, there you go. Well, we wanted to get into some of the other issues. Robbie, what issue would you like to talk about? I'll just let you pick out an issue here. We got several on the table.
Well, that's probably pretty dangerous to let me just up and run. But
well, I'll rein you back in.
But I really want to. You know, you touched on the capital project sales tax. Gracie's interested too.
Yes.
I think you touched on the capital project sales tax, and I think that's so vital for this community to help us move forward.
It's a lot of projects in this.
But I want to. There is, Ann, and I'll be happy to explain to you how we got there. You know, how diverse
everybody
the group
does,
of people.
Yeah, everybody is involved in it. Yeah.
But, you know, it's such a diverse group, and you know, how the law sets it up, and we even took it a step further from just the six. We had committees, and we had experts on those committees, and we got a lot of community input. But I think what I got to talk about straight up is, you know, the first one, the most important one, is what you see on top of that list if you look at it, although it hadn't been completely approved yet, and that's the Advanced Center for Manufacturing out at Piedmont Tech. That, you know, like I told you earlier,
we've got one over at Lawrence, though, don't we?
With economic development.
Okay.
With economic development.
Okay. You know,
there's always a cost involved.
Yes.
When you're recruiting, and you know, I need to make sure there's no confusion. We got big things on the horizon. Okay. Big
that's
things.
That's what you keep saying, but you don't spill the beans here.
Well,
okay.
I can't do that. And that's what you want in your leaders. Okay. That's what you want in your leaders, because that's responsible leadership, and you don't want us to maybe cost us a project, but Let's talk about that. That's an $18 million project.
Okay.
Only $6 million of that is for the county. Like, when you go shopping, I'm pretty sure you don't want to pay full price for stuff. You probably, you know, hope to get a rebate. And that's the beauty of this whole capital project sales tax deal on all the projects. But on this project in particular, $6 million is the county's portion. $6 million is coming from some federal and state grants, and Piedmont Tech's getting some monies, but it's an $18 million project that's going to help us with our workforce. It's going to help us with not only a specific economic development project, but others, so that we have a qualified workforce in order to fill the jobs that we need.
Is that one of the problems that we have here in Greenwood County, is our workforce?
I don't think we have a workforce issue. We have very hard-working people. I mean, mm-hmm. Unemployment,
right, sure.
Unemployment in Greenwood is not but 5.5%. I don't know if you knew that or not, but
mm-hmm.
it's very low. And, you know, when you get down to about 4%, that's what they consider no unemployment. But
how many people are not looking anymore?
Well, you got to
you've got to put all the figures in there.
Right. But what we've got to do, Ann, is, to your point.
Yes.
Is we've got to. This is what the Advanced Center for Manufacturing is. There's very specific things that these industries are looking for.
Sure.
And if we can fill that need, you know, get our workforce trained mm-hmm. to fill those needs, then that's great. Then we have zero unemployment when it's all said and done. But, you know, back to what the beauty of the capital project sales tax is, our $6 million, you know, figures show that, estimated that 40% of that money comes from outside the county. So we're getting a 40% rebate on our $6 million. I mean, where else are you going to find a deal like that? I mean, we're getting folks from Lawrence, McCormick, Abbeville, wherever, to help us pay for improvements to make our community better. That's a heck of a deal.
It is a good deal, if it is things that are truly needed. And that's where I think some people have a problem with the whole capital sales tax. If you can say that this project is going to bring jobs and is going to do this, so be it. I think the roads, that's another one that is a biggie to our community, is how the roads. I don't know if you knew, but I was actually out with SCDOT filling potholes one day doing a show on that. And those guys work hard, but they're looking at some of our roads and saying, hey, they've got to be totally replaced.
Yeah, and
some of it is state, and some of it is federal,
right.
I know, and some of it is county.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But if the sales tax people can show us that these items are absolutely necessary or will make a difference in our quality of life, then so be it. But I think a lot of people have problems with the fact that the sales tax is bringing a lot of projects that people are looking at and going, we need that?
Well, I don't have the whole list in front
of
me.
Sure, and we don't need the whole list to talk about, right.
But I think any time that you have a list of projects, I mean, obviously, like I said, we had 6 commissioners that are required by law, but then we had 5 committees with 5 members each, and, you know, from all across the county.
Sure.
And then we opened it up for people to bring their project.
You know, sure.
Council doesn't have anything to do with it at this point.
He's got a disclaimer for us here, folks.
No, it's letting you got to let the process work.
Right.
And so that's what's happened here. And, of course, everybody who has a project thinks their project is the most important project out there. But the other thing is, you know, historically, for the places who have done this and done it successfully, you know, to get people out to vote, it almost – you have to get somebody – everything interests somebody.
Sure.
Okay?
Absolutely.
And there are going to be some things that you don't care a thing about.
Right.
But there's going to be a handful of projects on there you really like.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you vote on it because of the projects that you like.
Sure.
And, again, with 40% of the money coming from outside the community, that it's a great deal. You know, some of the things that – you know, we talked about the Advanced Center for Manufacturing, and that's the most important. But we can talk about – I mean,
what else is up there really important? What's important – What are you passionate about on the list?
Well, you know, radios was one of – I mean, this is a core function of county government. So radios for our firefighters, our EMS people, our, you know, our sheriff's deputies.
This is going to come down to be required at some point probably by
We're going to have to do
government.
That regardless.
Right.
We're going to have to do that regardless. So, you know, again –
well, that comes back to, like, the dam. I mean, that's something that we're going to have to pay for.
Right. But, I mean, you know better than anybody how quickly things change. Mm-hmm. We're in an outdated system. It's eventually going to go to that narrowband system, and I can't talk about all the
– Right, the, but
– But you know that. And so from a safety standpoint, not only for our citizens but for the people who protect us every day, mm-hmm. they need to be able to communicate with each other. And there are places in this county right now that they can't do that. So we're going to have to do that. So that's a high priority.
Now, what about the master plan for the fire department?
Again, you know, we've got a volunteer system, and we got a great volunteer system.
Yeah, God bless them.
And, you know, it takes a special kind of person to run into a building when other people are running out. So
it takes special people to get out of bed in the middle of the night and go get on a fire truck and take care of a fire.
But, you know, just I don't know that I have the numbers right here in front of me, but.
But isn't that another what I would consider core function of government?
Absolutely it is. And the other thing where it affects the homeowner, and I can talk about this all day because I'm an insurance guy, it affects your home insurance rates based on the ISO rating. And, you know, what we've been able to do with the fire service progress, and what we will hope to continue to do mm-hmm. with the fire plan is to continue to bring ISO ratings down.
Sure.
And
that makes you more attractive to people coming in and buying houses and becoming part of our community.
Of course it does. And it puts money back in people's pockets, in the citizens' pockets, because their insurance rates aren't as high because instead of being a 9, mm-hmm. you know, they're a 5. It makes a huge difference.
Sure.
And, you know, some of it's equipment, some of it's people, some of it's paperwork, but we're working and our staff is working very diligently to make that happen. And that's a huge impact. Now, if you want to talk about something that I'm passionate about,
okay,
one of the projects on there is going to be what I'll just call the Civic Center Property Renovation. I'm not sure that's what it's actually called, but that's what I'll call it
for our discussion today.
We've got 80 acres of prime land out there, and I want to see us have a first-class recreational facility that not only handles our local recreation, but more importantly is an economic development driver to bring in
other
soccer
teams,
tournaments, baseball tournaments. I mean, this is something that we desperately need here, and we're a hub, and we can definitely get it done. And you know,
how much does that cost?
Walking trails. In Sumter,
it depends on
what you do, but I mean, it could be.
Well, is there a project on the table here for that? For this Civic Center renovation?
There is a project. Mm-hmm. But the way I have seen the list, because the projects are prioritized.
Yes, they are.
And so, you know, this would be first year. This would be year two. This would be year three. This would be, and so forth and so on. I'd like to see this project as early as possible, but I don't sit on any of those committees.
Commissions, right.
But I don't think that project comes up till later on. And, you know, I think they've talked in scope about what they'd like to see done, but they haven't drawn up any plans yet because it's not going to be one of the earlier projects done.
Sure.
I think Sumter's, I'd have to look, but,
right.
You know, it was a multi-million dollar project, but they had a baseball facility on one side, they had a soccer facility on the other, they had walking trails, they had retention, they had ponds, they had some, and I don't know exactly what ours will look like.
Mm-hmm.
Soccer fields are easy to build,
mm-hmm.
and you can play a lot of kids, and lacrosse is coming. I mean, it's all around us. It's going to be in our high schools and our middle schools before it's all said and done. It's already in Greenville. It's already in Lexington. It's already in Columbia. It's coming, and
lacrosse.
It's coming.
How about that? Well, I tell you what, we are here with Robbie Templeton. If you'd like to chime in on that, give us a call, 229-7984. What do you think about the 1 cent sales tax? Do you agree with certain parts of it? Would you like to see some of these things coming to fruition? We're not having a sales tax discussion, but it would be your opportunity to pick up the phone, 229-7984. Give us a call, and we'll see if we can get it on the air. We got so much to talk about. I'm telling you what, we may have to have Robbie back again because he's fired up and ready to go right here on WCRS.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us, 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here on WCRS. We have Robbie Templeton. He is District 6 County Council. He is up for re-election, and we have had a lot to talk about. We've got
Still a lot more
to talk about, and it's hard to decide what's the best thing to talk about, but let's just wind up on the penny sales tax. I know you're into this 40% because we have 40% people coming from out of town. It's like a rebate. That's a good thing. I think most people are concerned about the projects. And when it comes down, this list of projects that are coming down have been decided. Right now, it's in the 6-person commission, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And they are going to decide.
And they'll have to vote to confirm the list, mm-hmm. and then the list will be, you know, put out for public consumption. I mean, most people have seen the majority of the projects anyway.
Sure.
And it's like I told you earlier, there are going to be projects that you are really passionate about and you really like.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be other projects that you just don't know why is on there.
Right.
But the projects that you like, the person down the road may not like, but they may like the ones you don't like. The problem is,
are we doing projects that are core functions that we need, or are we doing likes?
Some of the projects are definitely core functions of county government.
Mm-hmm.
Some things are projects that are going to improve quality of life, which you could also say I mean, which is also, you know, a core function of county government. You know, you asked me earlier off the air about Catherine Hall in Ware Shoals.
Sure.
You know, that's a, that is a building that
for we actually tried to help get that started years ago.
For
over
the
there.
Folks who live in Ware Shoals, that's very important to
Absolutely
them.
Absolutely.
That
it
is very important to them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whether I like it or you like it, or, I mean, it's very important. And those folks are going to get out to vote for that capital project sales tax because they feel passionate about Catherine Hall.
Right.
And, you know, my thing would be to anybody who says, you know, I really like this, Robbie, and I really like this, and I certainly understand this, but I really don't like this. Why in the world? You know, again, I wasn't on that committee, and I feel the same way about that. But what I will tell you is that there's no better way, no better way to get capital projects done. There's no better way to improve our community than through a capital project sales tax. I would strongly encourage folks to vote for it. You know, if there's a project you don't like, hold your nose and vote yes anyway. It's a great way to make our community better.
Okay. So we will wait for the list to be finalized. Then it goes to county council and to, or just to county council. County council has to vote, yes, we're going ahead with this, and then put it out for the general election.
It'll have to be put on the ballot. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So that is kind of where that is. And, of course, there's not much else to say until the list is really finalized.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. We've got time to talk about one more project here. What would you say were the best accomplishments from this past year?
Wow.
Okay.
There's a long list, but, you know, of things that just in this past year, let me just rattle them off.
Okay.
How about Colombo Energy's $110 million investment in Greenwood County, initiated a process to rewrite all county policies, which was a great deal. Satisfying our debt, implemented a compensation plan, which helps us keep good quality people because we're a little behind on that. Appointed a committee to study and recommend to construct a new animal shelter, which I know is important to you. Lake Greenwood Master Plan, hospitality tax, $500,000 in equipment for Greenwood County Fire Departments. Colgate Palmolive's $190 million investment in 300 jobs. SPF expansion of $12 million. Fujifilm expansion. Plus, we reduced property taxes by $500,000. That's just a part of the list. We had a very, very good year in Greenwood County, and the best is yet to come.
He keeps saying that, folks. I mean, you know, he's like a Cheshire cat sitting right here. He knows something. I guess it. We'll just have to see what else is on the agenda here. But, Robbie, I do want to give you the opportunity to tell the folks why they should send you back to County Council for District 6.
Well, Ann, I appreciate that. You know, look, I have been so blessed, like I said, and I'm very proud of my resume of accomplishments for my time on council. I've been able to, as a group, been able to work to achieve a lot of great things. You can have great individual ideas, but if you can't communicate those to other people, you know, it's not going to happen. You got to convince three other people on council to go with you. I do a great job of communicating. I feel so passionate about this community. You know, there's been a lot said about being there too long, not experienced. Look, I've got a slate. My opponent said he's got a clean slate and no experience.
Okay.
I've got a slate full of accomplishments that have made this community better. And like I said, the best is yet to come. And then experience is a great thing. It's just like what we talked about earlier. You know, he had the opportunity after filing to go to no less than a dozen meetings to see what goes on, because some of the things that he didn't know he would have seen had he shown up. This is very serious work. It affects people's lives. I'm proud of the work we've done. I'll never get complacent. My buddy Bob Peeler, former lieutenant governor, he told a story when he was on the parade route one time with Senator Thurman.
Okay, this is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Go ahead.
he was campaigning to be lieutenant governor, and he went up to, and Senator Thurman was there, and the folks from the parade up in Pelzer said, "Senator Thurman, what can we do for you? Do you need anything?" And he said, "I need a sign for my car." And Bob said, "A sign for your car? Senator, everybody knows who you are. If you need a sign, I need a billboard." He said, "Son, don't take nothing for granted." So I'm not taking anything for granted. I'm working every day as hard as I can to get your vote. I appreciate your vote. Please get out and vote for me on June 14th. Best is yet to come for Greenwood County.
Well, that sounds great. Now, if people want to call you, how can they call you?
Well, we talked about our website.
Right.
All my information is on the website. My email address, my work phone number, my cell phone number. It's all right there. But if you want my cell, it's the best way to get me is 980-8688.
980-8688.
And like I said, on the website, you can get all my information, all my contact information. Most people just come find me at work because I can't hide in a glass office. Look, if you can't find me, Ann, you're not looking.
Yeah, okay. All right. Now, which county bank do you work at? Where do you work?
I work at the Calhoun location.
At the Calhoun location. All right. Well, listen, Robbie, it's been a real pleasure to sit down and talk to you. I know we're going to have some more conversations as time goes by, and we sure do wish you the best coming up in the primary, June 14th, District 6. So there you go. Robbie, thanks so much for coming out today.
And thanks for having me. And again, I can't tell you how important it is to have experienced, proven leadership in this position. Thank you.
You're welcome. So you don't think we need term limits? I'll let you answer that one.
I told you, I think at the federal level, it's definitely needed because people can lose contact with their constituents, maybe even some to what at the state level. I think we have term limits. Every time we go to the ballot box, we have a chance to vote our representative out. At the local level, though, you're never off. You're 24/7. You see them at church. You see them at Bilo, Walmart, Publix, the restaurants, like in my office. And I think people trust me. When people think I no longer represent their interest, or anybody, mm-hmm. no longer represents, then they'll vote them out. But again, I'm very proud of what I've accomplished. I'm very blessed to have all the support that I have. I can't tell you, we're at a critical stage in Greenwood County to take the next step forward. I can't emphasize enough how important having experienced, proven leadership is.
Thank you very much, Robbie Templeton.
Thank you, Ann.
All right. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. We'll be back in the morning. Don't you go away. Stay right with us on WCRS. Bye-bye, everybody.